Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is March 25th, 2026. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Recovery from heart failure, microvascular mechanisms. Left ventricular assist device support improves cardiac histology and function in patients with heart failure. This improvement sometimes allows patients to avoid heart transplantation after left ventricular assist device removal. The study investigated the microvascular and cellular programs underlying this observed myocardial recovery. Article number 2. The Fontan Outcomes Network. Findings after 2 years and 1,121 participants. Survival after Fontan palliation for single ventricle heart disease has substantially improved. The Fontan Outcomes Network, comprising 38 congenital heart centers, was established to define the long-term trajectory of these patients. The network successfully enrolled 1,121 participants within its first 2 years, providing a substantial cohort for future longitudinal analysis. Article number 3. Association between copayments and attendance in cardiac rehabilitation. A nationwide analysis from the AAC5. PR. Registry. Improving cardiac rehabilitation participation remains a national priority. This study utilized the American Association of Cardiovascular and Pulmonary Rehabilitation Registry, analyzing data from 2012 to 2021. The investigation explored the relationship between patient copayments and attendance in cardiac rehabilitation programs, and also patient dropout rates. This analysis addressed the crucial clinical question of how financial barriers impact patient adherence and program completion. Article number 4. Sociodemographic and clinical predictors of mortality in adults with congenital heart disease. Mortality in adults with congenital heart disease is strongly driven by disease complexity. This study investigated the influence of both clinical factors and social determinants of health on all-cause mortality in patients with adult congenital heart disease. Researchers utilized a single-center retrospective cohort from the Mayo Adult Congenital Heart Disease Registry, spanning from 2004 to 2017. The findings contributed to understanding critical factors impacting long-term survival in this complex patient population. Article number 5. Joint associations of sleep patterns and genetic susceptibility with dynamic transitions of chronic obstructive pulmonary disease and coronary heart disease, and the mediating role of inflammatory biomarkers and metabolites. Sleep behaviors influence the development of both chronic obstructive pulmonary disease and coronary heart disease. This study explored the associations of specific sleep patterns with dynamic transitions of these conditions. The investigation also addressed the interaction of sleep patterns with genetic susceptibility and the mediating role of inflammatory biomarkers and metabolites. The analysis utilized extensive data from the UK Biobank to characterize these complex interrelationships affecting comorbidity. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description, or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.